It was 30 years ago today. Bitter cold, there was heavy snow and ice on the ground. National Airport had closed temporarily, but then Air Florida Flight 90 was cleared for takeoff. It crashed into the 14th Street Bridge, of course, killing 78 people. And joining us live now, one of the folks who brought so many details of that tragic day to us, our colleague, former WTOP Radio and Channel 9 TV reporter Dave Statter, who now runs the website statter911.com. Dave, you had a really unique experience when you first heard about this.
Yeah, I was home in Pentagon City, Bruce, and listening to the scanners, like I always did, was out of work, actually, and heard the crash on the National Airport Fire Department radio frequency and raced up to the Twin Bridges Marriott and provided WTOP, which I had an interview scheduled 2 days later to be a part-time traffic reporter, and I did their first reports before Dave McConnell got to the other end of the bridge.
Now, the scene was horrific and also heroic. What do you remember from those moments?
Well, the first thing I remember is the cold, the wind-driven snow, and the sirens that were coming from everywhere. And then looking at the helicopter swooping down between the bridges, between the spans, the inbound 14th Street Bridge and the HOV Bridge, and not believing that there was a 737 in the river between the spans of those bridges. That's probably the first impression of many people.
One of the things that came out of that, something that has been talked about, you've talked about it a lot, written about it, is the need for better communications after that when different jurisdictions were unable to talk to each other.
Not only unable to talk with each other, but they didn't have a regional disaster plan. Arlington County was on the Virginia shoreline, D.C. up on the bridge. They weren't communicating. They didn't have a plan how to communicate. One of the people who really pushed for interoperability, this is 20 years before 9/11, was Rich Adams, who was the editorial director at Channel 9, who had been a volunteer firefighter and rescue person at Bethesda Chevy Chase Rescue Squad. And he pushed the region very hard to come up with a regional disaster plan and start talking and working with each other.
You know, this incident changed so many lives, but as I think about it, Dave, it really changed yours.
Yes, it did. First of all, the impact that day, it was chilling. When I got off the air at WTOP and trying to figure out the emotions that were going through me and just the whole day coming together, and then it started my career at WTOP and at Channel 9, and it's something obviously I'm very proud of.
And I'm sure you've talked about this with other people who've covered the story too. It really did have an emotional impact, more so than maybe any other story we've ever covered in this area. That day, we went home, and the impact on us individually was just tremendous, personally.
When you think about how many times we've all crossed the 14th Street Bridge and that there were four people on that bridge and like six or seven cars that were hit by that jet taking off at National Airport, Those jets take off every day, go right over that bridge.
You know, we never fail to remember it when we cross the bridge. As often as you cross the bridge, you never fail to remember it.
And there's the name Arlen Williams on that bridge. It's named after the person who might have survived, but he kept tossing the ring, the life ring from the U.S. Park Eagle Police helicopter to the other people, and they were rescued, and by the time they got to him, he had drowned.
Really some incredible stories to come out of that incident. Well, Dave, we always like talking to you. It's just an emotional thing with this story, but we'd love to have you come by anytime.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Bruce.
All right, Dave. Dave Statter, formerly of WTOP and Channel 9, now running the website statter911.com.